Okay, today we're going to learn Maseches Demai, Perek Beis, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So Mishnah Gimel picks up on what we were last discussing in Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis, we were talking about if a person wants to have the status of a person who's trusted about Maestros, what does he have to accept upon himself? What kind of behaviors? What does he have to do in order to be a trustworthy person? Mishnah Gimel is going to talk about, let's say a person doesn't want to just be trusted about Maestros, he wants to be trusted about Tum and Tara as well. He wants to have the status of what we call a chaver. So mekabel lios chaver. If a person accepts upon himself to be a chaver, so then einu mocher l'ma'aretz lach v'yavesh. He's not allowed to sell anything to an ma'aretz that was ever wet or even something that's dry. In general, the assumption is that the halacha is that in order for food to become tameh, it first has to become Huchshar lekabel tuma. The way it becomes huchshar lekabel tuma is it comes into contact with one of the zayin mashkim. So we hear when we say lach, we don't mean something that's currently wet. We mean something that was once wet, something that can become tameh. So if a person wants to be trusted as a chaver, he has to not sell to an ama aretz anything, even if it's not yet Huchshar L'Kabel Tumah, because you have to assume that that it will become Huchshar L'Kabel Tumah. So you're not allowed to give any Taharos to an Amah Aretz, because even things that are Chulin, because Chaver means someone who doesn't even cause Tumah to come upon Chulin in Eretz Yisrael. That's how careful he is with Tumah and Tahara. Ve'inu lokeach mimenu lach. And any produce that he buys from an Amah Aretz has to be something that was never wet before. Because if it was wet before, you have to assume it's already tamei, because the amaretz is tamei, and he would have been mitamei that which was huchshar lekabel tumah. But that which is dry, he's allowed to purchase from an amaretz because it's not huchshar lekabel tumah, so long as none of the zayin mashkim touched it. And the amaretz is believed to say that they were not huchshar lekabel tumah. But what the amaretz is not believed to say is that it was huchshar lekabel tumah but did not become tamei. The amaretz is not careful enough about tumah to guarantee that it had not become tamei. But he is trusted to say that the item never became wet, that the item never became huchshar lekabel tumah. Ve'inu sarveich etzal ama aretz. You're also not allowed to be a guest by the ama aretz's house. Ve'lo ma'archo etzlo b'ksuso. You also can't host the ama aretz if he's wearing his own clothing, because the clothing of an ama aretz is considered to be tameh, and because the concern is that an isha nida sat on the clothing of an ama aretz, and therefore big day ama aretz are considered an avatuma, because the mishka Moshe of Anida becomes an avatuma, so it's considered medrus leprushin. So that's why you're not allowed to have him come to your house if he's wearing his own clothing. Rabbi Yudomer afli gadol behem adaka. That in order to be a chaver, you also have to be careful not to raise a small animal in Eretz Yisrael, because there's an issur not to be gadol behem adaka in Eretz Yisrael, so that it shouldn't, because they tend to graze in other people's fields. V'lo yeh paritz b'nedarim u'b'schok, and a person also shouldn't be someone who takes nedarim too easily. Because when a person takes too many nedarim, then it's very likely that he's going to violate the avera of nedarim. Right? That's why one of the reasons the Gemara says in Mishnayse in the seventh parak of Ksubas that one of the valid reasons to divorce a woman is she's an isha nadranis, and she doesn't even get a ksuba if you divorce her on account of the fact that she's a nadranis, because we assume she's ruining the marriage by becoming a nadranis. Because ba'avon nedarim banim esim k'shem k'tanim, when a person violates nedarim, the children are going to die young. So the assumption is that if you're taking too many nedarim, you're going to violate nedarim. That's why it's not appropriate the Gemara tells us it's not appropriate for a person to become a nazir. Nazir is kedusha. What's not appropriate about it? Because you're taking on something that is very likely to be violated. One has to be careful about such things. Ubischok, and a person also can't be someone who's always in schok and kalas rosh, is always acting frivolously and lightheadedly. V'loyei mitami, if he wants to be a chaver. V'loyei mitami lemesim. He also can't be someone who's tummy to dead bodies all the time, and he has to be someone who's meshamish tummy to chum in the Beis Medrash. Amru lo, lo ba'u elu l'chlal. So they said to them that these last few things have nothing to do with anything. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda added that he can't be, that in order to be a chaver for Tumah and Tahara, he can't raise a behem adaka, he can't be part of Benedarim, Bischok, Metamin l'Mesim, he has to be Meshamish Tamil Chamim. So the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, what does that have to do with Tumen Tahara. None of those things relate to Tumen Tahara. Those are other hanagos of tzidkos and of righteousness. They're wonderful, but they're not Tumen Tahara related issues. Mishnah Dalet, Hanach Tomim, if you have a baker who is a chaver that buys grain from an Ama Aretz, which is Demai, so all he has to be mafrish, l'chivosum cham lahafrish, elegani trumas meiser v'chala. The only thing he really has to be mafrish is that which has a din of truma, meaning the trumas meiser and the chala. But he does not have to take meiser sheni, because that would be a significant loss for him, and Nachtom is such a tiny markup on his produce to begin with, that it would be really unfair to make him take too much, make him take meiser sheni and schlep it to Yerushalayim. Hachenvanim in Roshan Limkar is a demai. Chenvanim are not allowed to sell demai. Storekeepers are not allowed to sell demai. They sell little by little, so they're not allowed to sell demai because they make a lot of money. There's a lot of markup for them, so for them we're able to make a takanas demai, says the Bartanura. Inami, says the Bartanura, because they sell to children, that the children shouldn't need something that's in a masukan, so they shouldn't sell something that's demai. So they're not allowed to sell demai. Kol hamashpiyin b'midah gasa rashan limkor es demai. People who sell in large quantities, they are allowed to sell demai because they also have very little markup on what they make. Elin hamashpiyin b'midah gasa gon hasitvanos u'mochrei tevua. Who are the people that sell b'midah gasa? They are sitvanos, the large merchants that buy major amounts of grain from the owners of the grain, and they sell them to storekeepers in large quantities. So they're allowed to sell demai because, again, their markup is so small that it would be overbearing on them not to allow them to sell demai. So today we did two Mishnayos, Mishnayos Gimel and Dalin. Mishnah Gimel taught us all of those behaviors one must accept upon himself in order to have the status of a chaver who could be trusted for Tumah and Tahara, and a machlokas whether it's all Tumah and Tahara related practices or even other acts of tzidkos that they have to take. And then Mishnah Dalin taught us that there are certain people that we're going to allow them to sell demai because their markup of their to make a living is so tiny to begin with that we have to allow them to sell demai. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish up the fifth parak and the second parak rather, and begin the third parak of Maseches Demai.